Right, come on, Ted, let's get your lead on.
Rycast this week is all about walking. No shortage of great walks around town, obviously, and the countryside, and on the beach too. I'm meeting Carolyn Gould, who says she was drawn to walking around Rye after the death of her husband, Dave. She says walking became her friend, so we've decided to go for a walk, dragging the dog out too. Despite it being a very murky March morning, it's been raining and the mist is slowly clearing. I think the rain is about to stop, but it looks like it will start again. So, walking boots on, let's go for a walk around, well, the outskirts of town with Carolyn Gould. We've come just outside town. You can see the Tilling Green Estates in front of us, behind us the farmhouse, up the hill towards Iden and Playden. You can see the church in the distance. Good to see you. Thanks for talking to us. You love walking, don't you?
I do, yes. It's been a very good friend to me. It's helping me sort of get through difficult times, relaxing. I just find it very calming and enables me to switch off and just sort of be really and enjoy what's around me. Losing my husband in 2019, very difficult and still not easy, but walking has helped massively dealing with that.
I struck looking at your Instagram feeds about a poem that you've written. Do you want to read it to us?
Yeah, it was just some words I put together really about walking. Why I love to walk. It helps me feel calm. It takes my mind away from stresses. Makes me more mindful, not mindful. Gets me out in the fresh air. Nature is soothing and enhances my well-being. Brings me back to the moment. Is a form of exercise. I love to be out in nature.
How do you feel when you're reading it?
A little bit emotional, but yeah, it's good. It just shows how much walking helps me. Yes, it's all good.
Tell me about Dave.
He was a character. He was a good guy. He was fun. He was a great dad to Charlie. Yeah, just a great guy, really. We had a nice, good life together, long years.
Did you go for walks with him, or is this a new thing?
No, we did actually go for walks. We used to go to Canberra a lot, all three of us, so that was really nice. And yeah, we did used to walk around here as well. So maybe that's part of the appeal that I feel like, you know, it brings me a bit closer to him, maybe.
Do you talk to him whilst you're doing it?
Sometimes. You know, if I feel annoyed or whatever, maybe, yeah. But yeah, no, it's interesting how walking, you can just be however you need to be. So, you know, cry, laugh. Whatever you need to do, you can do, and there's no judgment there at all from nature. You're allowed to be free, and yeah, it's good.
People often say you need to be around people, you need to be talking. It sounds like this is different.
Yeah, I think everyone's different as well with how they deal with their grief, but for me, I guess I'm a bit of a loner, but I feel like I find it difficult, I suppose, to express how I feel with talking. Walking just allows me to switch off, and actually walking with friends I can talk and walk, and it seems to flow better. So if, you know, friends that I've got that I can talk to about things, walking I think gives that, just takes that pressure off. You're not sitting in a environment that's, you know, you're feeling a bit more pressure. You're just wandering and talking, and whatever comes you talk about is whatever it is.
What would your advice be?
Do what you need to do. What works for you at the end of the day. It's people are always going to have an opinion and what you should or shouldn't be doing, but ultimately it's what you need and what is right for you. Just don't put any pressure on yourself and allow yourself the time that you need, however long that is. You've got to go through it, however you need to do that, that's okay.
Do you get angry?
I'm not that kind of person, really. I'm quite quiet and laid back, I guess, mostly. Yeah, I wouldn't say anger is obviously there at times, but it's not a big factor for me. More sadness and, you know, the loneliness is quite hard, but there's a lot of elements to grief, and it, you know, hits you at different times as well. Very much a roller coaster.
I can imagine. Do you ever see a time when it won't be an issue, won't be a problem?
I would say it's always there, but you learn to work with it or live with it and realise that you've still got to live your life and that you need to try to do that in the best way that you can without... Yeah, I say you don't ignore it. You have periods that are better for longer, is kind of the way you put it, I guess. Early days, obviously, that's not... But as time goes on, it becomes less.
I can't imagine this is helping.
No. No, I say if it helps others, then that's it's good to talk about it. And that grief isn't necessarily spoken about a lot. People don't know how to talk about it, I guess. And for others, they don't know what to say to help you. So it does need to be spoken about more on what you need, really.
So the opposite, talk about people's reaction. If somebody's thinking, I don't know what to say, what should they say?
Just ask you what you need. And if that is to sit in silence, then so be it. But yeah, I think it's just asking what that person needs or recognising what they might need. Or it's just, yeah, trying to be aware of that, because we don't always find it easy to say, listen, we need to just sit here and eat a tub of ice cream or whatever it is. It's just little things that are big, have a big impact, which is nice. If people just ask, it's really ask what they need. Until you've been in the situation, you can't fully appreciate. Probably all do it. You think, well, why are they still finding, you know, why are they still sad? Or because it's never going to leave me, or, you know, it stays with you, but you just have to learn how to live around it. And that's where I'm at. I'm trying to rebuild a life with just me now. So yeah, it's not easy, but you just sort of find your way through it. So yeah.
How's your son coping?
He's okay. He's done very well, bless him. He's a good boy, but yeah, it's not obviously been easy for him. And for me, watching him, you know, having his life without his dad is not easy either. But yeah, he's doing okay.
How about Rye? Because it's a very slightly insular place, but in a good and bad way, everybody knows each other.
Yeah.
Are people supporting?
I know quite a few people in Rye, which is nice. And they generally check in and see how we are, and that's nice as well. But again, there's no pressure on me to sort of feel that I have to come in and discuss everything, because I'm trying to, you know, crack on. And yeah, just get on with it.
Well, let's crack on and go for a bit more of a walk.
Okay.
We've walked a bit further on. This is the scene of my first walking disaster. When I first moved down here, we're at the back of the River Tillingham, and I thought, so I live up on Udamore Road, it's brilliant, you can walk down here, do a circuit. So I end up walking for miles and miles and miles, because there's a river in the way, and it's beautiful, and obviously it's great for a dog walk, but actually, I had to walk all the way back.
Yeah, it's best to try and kind of know where you're going.
Where'd you go?
Anywhere, really. I can walk from where I live, so locally, or I can go to the beach or the woods, so just wherever I'm drawn to really on the day is where I end up.
You go to the harbour a lot, don't you?
I do, yes. Rye Harbour, I love it down there. It's nice because you can pick your distance, you can do the, you know, shorter route or the longer, and it takes you off. You've got the best of both worlds down there, and it's lovely. Yeah.
What nature have you seen? You've seen seals, haven't you?
Yes, the seals, they're fantastic. I love seeing them. Quite a lot of them, actually, more than probably realise. Obviously lots of birds, but yeah, the seals are probably my favourite.
I love the way they sort of lounge about by the entrance to the harbour, and they don't give a stuff about anything, do they?
No, they're very laid back. They sort of, yeah, it's their home and we're the intruders.
Do you know about the birds? I always feel a bit guilty that I don't know what they are.
Not really, no. I know a few of them, but not all of them. But yeah, there's lots to see. There's plenty down there, which is nice.
When you're at the harbour, what are you doing? You're looking around at nature, but you're collecting things too.
Yes, sea glass. I like to find sea glass or just unusual stones, really. I tend to see a lot of faces on stones or hearts or... Yeah, I just... Again, it's a good distraction.
Really is switching off, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's what I like about it most is just... Yeah, I don't have to think about anything else apart from what I'm looking for or, you know, just taking in... Yeah, it's definitely a good distraction. It enables me to switch off.
And obviously at the harbour, you've got the beach as well. There's something special about the beach around here, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of beach. But any given day, it's great, whether it's the tide's right out, whether it's windy, whatever it's doing, it's just something special about that. And it's great.
You go most days?
I try to. Not as much recently. I haven't been able to get down to the beach as much. But even if I'm driving past, I will try and stop and just have 5 minutes just to sit and watch the sea. It's something nice about that.
Oh, it's just incredible. And you notice things have changed.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, there's definitely a lot of movement. And obviously they move the shingle anyway. But yeah, the beach itself is always changing. It's never the same.
It's just starting to rain a bit and a bit drizzly. You've got to put your hood up and perhaps go and find a tree to shelter under.
Come on, you. Good boy. Good boy.
Found a bit of shelter next to the community garden and the primary school. The kids are gone in, so it's a bit quieter. You share a lot of the stuff on social media, your walks and things. Does that help?
Yeah, I like to share my photos and thoughts sometimes and hope others like it too. I don't know whether they all do, but I share it anyway. I've actually met some people through Instagram locally as well, which has been nice. I set up a walking group actually just before lockdown. Obviously lockdown happened, so I couldn't meet the groups of people, but from that I've made some really great friends and we walk together, so that's been nice. More one-to-one walks actually that I do, which is nice. We just chat and we've got things in common, or we just sort of are able to walk and talk really, so that helps I think as well for both of us. Yeah, it's nice.
You talk about walks being your best friend.
Well, like I say, it's just been my go-to. If I'm not able to get out regularly, I try to get out most days, then I can start feeling a bit more tense and a bit more, you know, just, I know I need to get out for a walk. Really, it was sort of lockdown when we were restricted a lot more. I didn't necessarily appreciate what walking was giving me at the time. Mm. And then not getting out and starting to notice a major difference. That was when I kind of really was like, okay, walking is what I need and I like. So yeah, it was definitely, like I say, yeah, my best friend. So yeah, just getting out, it's great.
And you can feel that tension drift out of you.
Yeah.
You know, from the start you're feeling something, and then when you get home you're feeling different.
Yes, definitely. Sort of in the early days, like, I wasn't really aware of what walking was sort of giving me. If I was feeling tense or anxious, my pace would be quite fast and I would be not just walking, not really paying attention to necessarily what's around, and then struggling to keep up with pace because my energy levels were low. I realised, like, okay, hang on, I just need to take a step back here, slow it all down, and then just go at the pace that suited me. And slowing down my thoughts and my walking pace just gave me that little break. And yeah, I mean, if I was feeling anxious and I had lots of things going on in my head and I go for a walk, I can forget about it, and when I come back I can be more relaxed, and either the decision I need to make is easier, you know, more accessible, and I've not got the just going round and round with it. So yeah, walking just gives you that freedom and time to just switch off, really. I'm very aware of the surroundings around me, and I think that's built up over time. Like, I can stand here talking to you now and I'll be like, I can see a ladybird or something, and I'll be distracted by that, but I can still have a conversation. But yeah, I am very aware of what there is around, and I think that's, I like to take it all in.
You talk about it being difficult to communicate. You've written the book though.
Yeah, I did, but again, I'm not having to talk it, I'm writing that out, so I think I found that easier, and I knew that I wanted to help others not feel like they're alone in this, as obviously there's plenty of us.
Is it going well? Is it selling?
It is, yeah. It's obviously not something that's going to be a massive, you know, number one selling book, but that's not what it's about. It's just about, if I can help one person with it, that's great. That's what my aim was. So yeah, I've had some lovely feedback on it, so that's really nice.
What have people been saying?
Just that it's helpful to them. It's sort of, they found it great to hear my story, but then it sort of breaks it up into my story and then allows them to add their own. It's not too much pressure on it. It's just they can do as what they please with it, really.
I love walking with a dog.
Yes.
You've got dogs too?
Yes, I have. I've got two. They come with me mostly, but not always. If I'm walking with a friend, I probably won't take Bobby with me. Depends really where we're going and what we're doing. They have to get walks, don't they? So that's kind of what got me out really, because having the dog, he needed to go out. So yeah, that's always been how it was. Walking sort of started really, having the dog and getting out.
Do you think without the dogs you'd have sat at home?
Possibly, yeah. I think that maybe was obviously the pull to get me out, was, you know, they needed to go out. I don't know.
When you're out walking, do you talk to people?
I will always say hello and or good morning, or, you know, smile. Most people will respond, but there's the odd few that don't, and that's okay. Not everyone wants to smile and say hello, but I do. It doesn't take much effort to smile, does it really?
No,
no matter what you're going through.
Well, if you can say that.
Yeah. It makes me feel good, actually, when I say hello and then they smile and say hi back. I walk off smiling to myself, but I do chuckle at the ones that don't necessarily want to say hello, but you can see they'll be grudgingly hi, and I chuckle. But hey, never mind.
How did you end up in Rye?
I actually had a shop in Rye originally, a clothes shop in the High Street. We were living in Battle at the time. We've just decided to make the move and been here ever since.
What does Rye mean to you?
I like it. It's a nice place. People are nice. There's a lot goes on here, actually, which I like. I'm just on the outskirts, which is nice, but I can walk into town. I like it here. I'm happy here, so that's a draw. If I wasn't happy, then different story. But, yeah, I feel comfortable here, so...
Thanks for talking to us. Hope it wasn't too much of an ordeal.
No, you're welcome. It's okay. It's new to me, but yeah, it's all good.
Caroline's book is A Widow's Walk. I'll put a link on the webpage, ryecast.org, and you can also follow her on Instagram. I'll put the details on the webpage too. Next time on Ryecast, it's all about policing in Rye when I meet the local police commander at Rye Police Station. Any questions you might need to put to him? It's ryecastsussex@gmail.com. Until next time, goodbye. Come on, Ted, home.